It's finally here, caucus night in Iowa. People will gather all over the state to cast the first actual votes of the 2016 presidential election year. It comes after endless months of campaigning and more than $200 million spent on ads. The potential payoff, 44 delegates for Democrats, 30 for Republicans, and bragging rights. Judy and the NewsHour team are on the ground in the Hawkeye State tonight. Judy?
So, Gwen, the candidates we're watching on this final day are also chasing another precious political commodity, momentum. And so the focus in these final hours for them is on making sure anybody who is leaning or committed shows up when and where they're needed.
I appreciate
thank you so
it.
Much. Hey,
best of luck
thanks
tonight.
For all your help.
Yep.
Thank
Most
you.
Candidates were on the ground here in Iowa one last time.
Oh, come caucus for me tonight. We're good.
Making one last pitch to voters who may not have made up their minds. And urging those already on their side to turn out tonight. On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders is facing the question, will his supporters, many of them first-timers to the caucuses, show up? He revved up volunteers in Des Moines today.
So what is our job today is to make sure that we have the highest voter turnout possible. That happens, we win. Let's go get them. Thank you all.
Hillary Clinton was also in Des Moines. With pastries in hand, she cheered her volunteers through their last-minute push.
Thank you. We'll do it together.
We are.
In late polls, Clinton has a small advantage. But with Sanders well ahead in next week's New Hampshire primary, Clinton's feeling the pressure here.
Thank you. Come caucus for me tonight, okay?
On the Republican side, Donald Trump is also relying on first-time caucus goers for support. He made his plea today in Waterloo, in northeastern Iowa.
We're leading all the polls, and we're leading Iowa, but it doesn't mean anything. You got to go out tonight and caucus. Hopefully tonight we're going to have the beginning of what is going to be, in a certain way, a very positive revolution.
Trump has opened up a lead in recent polls on his closest rival, Ted Cruz. But the Texas senator is hoping his campaign's organization and outreach to evangelicals will work in his favor.
We have now been to all 99 counties in the great state of Iowa. This is our final stop on caucus day.
Thank you guys for your good work.
Marco Rubio, who's polling third here, has been tamping down expectations, even as he works overtime.
We recognize we're not the front runner. We know we're an underdog, but we feel good about it.
The candidates who've struggled in Iowa aren't even sticking around for the caucuses.
If I do well in New Hampshire, everybody's going to know who I am.
John Kasich, staking his campaign on the New Hampshire primary, was there through the weekend. And while Jeb Bush and Chris Christie were here earlier today, both will be following caucus results from the Granite State. There is one more wild card, the weather. Much of Iowa is in for a winter storm in the hours just ahead. Whatever tonight's results, the presidential race is heading into new turbulence all its own.
Hi there, Judy. You know, you and I combined have covered our share of Iowa caucus nights, but this one seems more mysterious, more kind of amazing and unpredictable than ever.
You know, you're right. You and I both covered these Iowa caucuses before, and I can remember some really unpredictable ones in the past. But, Gwen, nothing like this one. We're on the Republican side. You have a man who has never served in public office before, running for the highest office in the land. And he's been leading in the polls ever since he first got into the race. That's Donald Trump. The question tonight, of course, as everybody's been saying, is can he translate that enthusiasm into getting people to show up at their local schoolhouse or church or wherever these caucuses take place and get them to stand there and stand up and say, I'm for Donald Trump. On the Democratic side, just as unpredictable, Hillary Clinton, the favorite, and yet Bernie Sanders, the one Democratic socialist in the U.S. Senate, is giving her a run for the money. And the question is the same there. Can he turn that enthusiasm into votes?
It seems like all the conventional wisdom is out the window tonight.
Well, it really is. And you know, I just heard the most revered pollster in the state, Ann Seltzer, say that she, you know, when people say, what are the issues in this campaign? She said there really haven't been issues, especially on the Republican side. She said this is an election about mood and about who can take the country to the next level, to the future. And so she compared it. She said this is an election that stands alone. And I think we'll see tonight if that turns out to be the case.
Good to see you there on the campus of Drake University in Des Moines tonight. Thanks, Judy. Judy will be back with a closer look at the key voters who could determine tonight's outcome after the news summary.